producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Right. Riding on the highway, going to a show. Long way to the top, doing Exposing the New World Order. We've been doing it 21 years in just a couple months. We have laid so many political bombs out there. We changed the culture, you and I, with others' help. And we're just getting stronger. Let me tell you, it's harder than it looks. Once you get to this point, all the political injuries, everything just becomes a numbing force where you just plunge through and crash through the enemy and don't even care. Let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. God bless you. Thank you for calling today. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. You know, a few days ago, there was another website that had a picture of Angela Merkel as a teenager marching along in formation with her Communist Youth League uniform on, looking as happy as all get out.
I've seen that before. Well, let me tell me the website you saw it on.
It was on Wrench.com.
Anyway, we ought to put a link to that. I've seen that before. Yeah, Merkel's parents were admittedly communist. She's a horrible creature.
And what, ain't a lot of the other EU members supposedly former communists? Alex?
Good point. So are you saying Putin's really a communist? I see that on the screen.
I don't know. Like Donald Trump, I'm slowly coming around to Donald Trump, and I'm slowly coming around to Vladimir Putin from like Jesse being there and what he said and other things I've read on it, that I'm slowly coming around that he's really trying to build a America of the 1950s, what I grew up in, what he's trying to build. And
well, that's actually what, from the evidence, Putin's doing. I mean, they literally are promoting men and women together. They are promoting the family. They're promoting women being strong, men being strong. They got tax incentives for it. Look, here's the deal. Russia's in shambles. The globalists basically destroyed it. They took it over. And it, you know, one of them was a liberty coup against the KGB. You know, what if freedom was sexier than tyranny? And I'm not saying Russia is either or. Russia is at least fighting for its life. America thinks it's on top and it's dead already. Now, politically, we can rise like the phoenix, but that's really what it comes down to, brother. We are the command base. We're run by the New World Order, who hates us even more than Russia. And Russia doesn't exist in the future world government situation. They're going to double-cross Russia with China. Top experts agree with me on that. And it's not that Russia's perfect. It's that the Russian elites have kicked the foreign oligarchs out, the Federal Reserve banks out. The globalists put the communists in for 80 years. That fell. It was kind of a stage deal. The globalists had deals with their old leaders, but they couldn't keep control. New groups came in who at least set themselves up as the new oligarchs and threw out the foreign oligarchs. So I don't romanticize the fact that, you know, everything's perfect over there, but they got strong men over there that are actually about building the country up. And if leaders weren't pure devil worshipers, why wouldn't a strong man want to have a big, strong, powerful, successful country? That's more to skim off the top. That's why the globalists are truly evil, in that they just want to hurt prosperity and they want to hurt good people. They want to come after our health, our minds, our souls. In fact, we ought to come in with Jukari's intro with that song, We Want Your Soul. I forget who did the song, Nico, but Nico likes it. He put it in there. I like the song, too. Because that's it. Russia doesn't want to commit suicide and kill all its people. Russia has like 1.6 birth rates. It was like 1.2 at the fall of the Soviet Union. It was put in there to kill the Russians, to give them bad leaders, to make them desperate, to destroy their dreams. They never had freedom under the czars. And they went from one tyranny to something five times worse. So Russia's fighting for its soul right now, so they got George Soros over there trying to give them modern hippy-dippy liberalism. He's like, we'll give you freedom. We'll teach your five-year-olds how to give a blowjob. Excuse my French. And Putin and them said, you know what? You keep that over there, you Nazi collaborator. You crawl in your hole and you die. So the media all yells and screams. They're trying to overthrow Putin. That's what's going on.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host for this hour, Jakari Jackson. This is the InfoWars Overdrive segment. Now, coming up this hour, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. The Daily Beast is blaming InfoWars.com for the mock mass shooting that happened a couple weeks ago at UT, even though we had nothing to do with it. Reporting on something and promoting it are two completely different things. For example, bless you, Leanne. Leanne McAdoo's in studio over here. I was saying promoting and reporting on an event are two completely different things. For example, a couple years ago, I went out to South by Southwest after they had a guy drive on the sidewalk and kill a bunch of different people. Now, people with any lick of common sense understand by being there, I was not encouraging anybody to go out and drive drunk and hit people on the sidewalk. But when it comes to this thing like UT, where Leanne went out there, they're saying that she was promoting it and doing all these other things, even though she was just telling people that it was going on. But I digress. I'm not going to get into that right at this moment. Also, a woman in Vegas mowed down some people, did a similar thing to what happened at South by Southwest. And Lindsey Graham drops out of the presidential race. And then I'm sure we all are crying our eyes out because We cannot just blow up the universe to kill ISIS like Lindsey Graham wants to do. Now, did we lose a caller, guys? Because we had a caller who was holding for over an hour. He dropped. Okay, well, you were just about to get on.
Sorry about that, Truth Raider.
I was about to go hot to you, man. That's why I was stalling for time, but we see you dropped off. So I guess we now can get into this Daily Beast article. And we have the headline here, Leanne. You actually went out there and covered the event. Conspiracy theorists terrorized our town. InfoWars' worst humans invaded Texas to stage a mass shooting. We counter-protested, outnumbered them 20-1, and they still don't believe that Sandy Hook ever happened. Now, first, they're saying that we promoted an event we had nothing to do with. We were actually criticized in some alternative media sites because we didn't promote it. And now they just threw this on the end that they still don't believe that Sandy Hook ever happened. I'll go ahead and say on the record right now for the hacks at the Daily Beast, I do believe people were shot and killed at Sandy Hook. Now, there are some anomalies that I consider in the story, whether the guy was going back and forth to his car to switch out a rifle for a shotgun, how they called in helicopters before they called in the they called in porta potties before they called in the helicopters.
Mm-hmm. And they were going on at the same time.
Yeah, and there are some things about it that were odd to me, but none of those things make me say that nobody died. So
right.
At Daily Beast, you're just a bunch of hacks for putting that out there. I don't
believe that. Well, the writer who did this article was actually the gentleman that was featured in my video.
Yes.
So this Andrew Dobbs, he's the one that was putting on the mass farting drill.
Mass farting drill.
Yes.
And I love this in here, Leanne. Like they take another shot at us for Sandy Hook and all this stuff. And then the guy, the author of the gentleman that you spoke to in the video, he is so proud. He put this in here. He was talking about InfoWars comes out here and they're promoting this event, blah, blah, blah. And we farted in their faces. He actually put this here. I don't know if you guys got the doc cam or whatever. And we farted in their faces. Now, Leanne, you were there. Did anybody fart in your face?
Nobody farted in my face.
Now that we've established that nobody ever farted in somebody's face.
There was a lady that was whipping a dildo around going.
Yeah. So now, now that we've established that. Even if they did fart in somebody's faces, I cannot fathom a grown man taking so much pride in farting in somebody's faces. Like, if I was attacked by ISIS and I beat them down with if I beat up like 10 ISIS jihadis with my bare hands, right? Like, straight up Rambo. And I wouldn't drop down and fart in somebody's face because grown men don't do that. And, there's another thing I want to point out here in this article. And even though we were there and they admit in the article that there were reporters from every major news network and major national daily newspaper and even the notorious conspiracy news site InfoWars, owned by local Austinite Alex Jones. So even though there were multiple people there from multiple agencies who all reported on the same thing, our being there in the author's eyes is our promoting or hosting the event.
Right. So, I obviously went on Twitter and said, look, man, your research team sucks because we had nothing to do with this. And if you actually go and find out, you know, who was promoting that event, they were upset that we didn't go and cover this. And, you know, of course, he didn't apologize. I'm sure there will be no retraction issues.
No.
That's the point of just showing how easily you'll have these entities in the media out there that'll just print whatever they want, issue no retraction, don't clear anything up, and even though InfoWars didn't have anything to do with it, they'll just, Rachel Maddow will come out and say that Alex said wasps live under the White House, so it doesn't matter. They'll report whatever.
Yeah, and I don't want to spend all day on this because I know you got some other news, but I want to go to this last point I have here, guys. Maybe we can do the doc cam. And he says, I had a hard time believing that these guys had spent weeks stringing the media along only to do the main event at a time and place where the media would miss it. Now, so this is my challenge to the Daily Beast or anybody who chooses to criticize us about this, you know, whether it be, you know, MSNBC or anybody else. If we spend weeks planning this event, I want you to go back and document on the InfoWars Nightly News, the special reports, the Alex Jones Show, us promoting this event. Mm-hmm. The only thing you will find is a hot topic, a little news thing that Leanne did about it. Once again, it was not promoting the event. It was just a news segment saying that it was happening. They did the same thing on Fox and on any number of these newspapers or other things. They just said it was going on. That was in no way, shape, or form a promotion of the event. So there is your task.
Well, and we specifically, asked you about it because the Second Amendment, that's your beat, you know, and that's why I wanted to know if you were going to be out there covering it. And I really didn't know who was putting it on. I had no issue with it either way. I just thought the news story would be that there are going to be people protesting with fart blasters and sexual implements, right?
Dildos,
that,
yeah, dildos.
To me, that was more of the story. But then once I was out there, I ran into Michael Cargill, who was so upset that this event was put. He actually went to this event specifically to go and speak to people about what Campus Carry was really about. It has already been passed, and people worked tirelessly to get it passed, and he felt that this was making a huge mockery of the people who were trying to get Campus Carry passed, because it has nothing to do with arming your average Joe so that he can take out a mass shooter at a school. It was about self-defense and protecting yourself, because, as you know, Michael Cargill has a personal story with that.
Yes. So that's all the time I'm going to spend on that. But once again, to anybody who wants to demonize us further for this event, please go through and find all these non-existent clips and find some way to blame it for us as well. All right. Now, Leanne, I got a lot of news, but I know you also have some news as well.
Yes. Well, the top of the drudge today was how Obama was pulling a race card with Trump and basically accusing Trump of exploiting working class fears. And this was in a radio interview. It aired Monday night. And he said that the Republicans are basically playing on blue collar workers' fears, and because of the trouble in the economy that they've had and everything. And so they're just really upset about how they're going to, pay their rent and everything like that. Well, the real threat that isn't even an exploitation of fears, it's an actual exploitation of the American people, is this omnibus bill that was majority, this was like the big Christmas present to the Democrats. This is what's really going to affect blue collar workers, everyone, because it's going to triple the amount of H-2B visas that are given. And these are not the tech workers. That's the H-1B visa. This is H-2. These people are exclusively brought in to fill blue-collar jobs, non-farm jobs, hotels, restaurants, construction, truck driving, and many other occupations that millions of Americans would love to do.
Mm-hmm.
So here, this is the same thing, whereas the media just comes out accusing one group of doing something when they're the ones that are actually wrecking and really, truly threatening blue-collar workers.
Yeah, and, people know I'm not on the Trump campaign. I'm not a supporter of his. But when you want to talk about Obama coming after Trump, as far as I know, Trump has never promised a black woman a house and then never gave it to her.
Right.
So you got that on your thing to get over first, Mr. Obama.
Well, and also, too, Obama pulled the race card and said that, probably a lot of people are really, voting for Trump and upset because he's the first African-American president. So basically saying that the Republicans or people who support Trump or whatever are just racist. Meanwhile, if you look at the GOP, the candidates, up until just about a month ago, Ben Carson was at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly Republicans are not afraid of having another black president.
Yeah, he had some controversy, Carson did, and that definitely took him down in the polls. But, he was up there,
right,
even at a point. I think they were kind of teasing maybe a Trump-Carson ticket. I'm not sure where that is now, but that was at least mentioned at one point.
Right. So that right there is just like, you can't pull the race card. You can't say that Republicans are anti-women. There's a woman there running. So it's ridiculous. And once again, it's just, if people don't go and do their research and see if there's a counter argument, they're just going to run with whatever is being pushed out there, whatever narrative is being said. Oh, well, the GOP is racist and they hate the first black American president. And mm-hmm. It's just not true.
Yeah, well, there's a running joke that Clinton was the first black president. I guess that's a whole nother thing. What else do you have, Leanne?
Well, speaking of Clinton and, just more lies if you don't do your own research. So in this Democratic debate, Hillary Clinton made this claim that ISIS is using videos of Donald Trump to recruit. And she said he is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. Well, of course, people dug around and they're like, well, Donald Trump isn't in any ISIS recruitment videos. But guess who is?
Oh,
Bill Clinton.
Oh,
Bill Clinton.
Slick Willie.
Well, Slick Willie is in ISIS videos being labeled as a fornicator. So he is actually being used to recruit for ISIS by saying, look at how messed up America is. They got the one president who's a fornicator. President Obama and George W. Bush are also in it. They're liars. They have an ineffectual military.
I'm not vouching for Trump or anything, but the simple fact that he could have possibly been in one was enough for her to come out and attack him on it, even though she has the whole Benghazi scandal, which
Right. Nobody
wants to talk about. Everybody wants to talk about the emails, but we've seen Ambassador Stevens sending the cables months before his death and then leading up to his death, they didn't give him more security. They took security away while she's out, you know, signing autographs at, you know, female colleges and all that stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah. But I'm saying you need to do your due diligence and make sure that you guys don't die.
Well, exactly. And she was asked about Libya, or it came up in this debate as well, but she dodged that question twice, and she kind of threw it back. Well, Sanders, you voted for regime change as well, and, you know, a lot of those people probably voted for that on her word, because she was the Secretary of State at the time, probably saying this is what needs to happen, and laughed, of course. We came, we saw, he died.
Yeah, so, in Turkey?
Yeah, Turkey.
Well, thank you so much, Leanne. We'll be back in the next segment. We're going to talk about the driver in Vegas who drove on the sidewalk and killed many innocent people. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host for this hour, Jakari Jackson. I want to remind you about the free shipping available in the InfoWars shop. That free shipping ends today. So if you want to get the great products, you want to get X2, you want to get Super Male Vitality, Silver Bullet, all the great things, Oxy Powder, this is the last day for free shipping. And you can also get the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, the hats, the DVDs, the InfoWars Power Pack. I just bought that, the thing that you keep in your vehicle. You know, the cold weather is coming. It's not consistently cold here in Austin, but it does get cold some days. And also the G-Shock watch. I got a great watch from the guys at Head Down. Thank you for that. The optics, all that great stuff available at the InfoWars shop. And this is the last day for free shipping. Now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about the horrific tragedy this past weekend in Las Vegas, where a motorist decided to drive on the sidewalk. We have reports of one dead, 37 injured, and, you know, many of those people in the hospital, they could slip away potentially. 37 injured after a car plows into a crowd in Las Vegas. Let's go ahead and run this clip, and then we'll come back with some commentary.
This is a huge tragedy that has occurred on our strip.
Breaking overnight, a massive and deadly hit and run on the famous Las Vegas Strip.
We have determined that this is an intentional act.
Police say a female driver in her 20s ran her vehicle up onto the sidewalk, bustling with tourists twice, possibly three times, plowing into nearly 40 people between Planet Hollywood and Paris Resort and Casino. The fatal incident unfolding while the Miss Universe pageant was underway inside Planet Hollywood.
She's in the detention center right now. She's speaking to detectives.
The suspect, speeding off with a three-year-old toddler inside, was quickly apprehended by police less than a mile away. Investigators believe she's not a Las Vegas native, but say this is not an act of terrorism.
So it's very interesting to me, and it really shows you the state of the world, how this event can happen. But the only thing that I see on the news today, if I go to the news aggregates, is how Steve Harvey messed up the name of one of the participants. You know, nothing against Steve, you know, like his comedy and all that stuff. But, you know, you have 37 people injured, one dead, and they just want to talk about the Miss Universe pageant. No, this is a much more important story. And as I alluded to earlier in our broadcast, you know, these things happened. It happened here in Austin, South by Southwest. A guy was fleeing from the Austin Police Department. He decided to drive on the sidewalk. I believe hit 20 or so people, many of whom died. And when we have horrible incidents like this, you know, people, they really want to figure out what the root of the problem is. Nobody's going to call to ban cars, or at least nobody with common sense is going to call to ban cars. They understand this is a mentally disturbed individual. They took these actions upon themselves, and they need to be held accountable for it. It wasn't the car's fault. It wasn't, you know, anybody else's fault except for the driver. Now, I do believe we have testimony from one of the bystanders. A gentleman was out there, and he saw the whole thing happen, and he has some words to say about it.
A Buick Oldsmobile type car, tan, maybe silver, starts just mowing through people, and people are flying and yelling at it, and the windows crash out on the front of the car, mainly just mowing through. Like, what I saw was like children, because the kids weren't moving very, you know, they didn't get out of the way. And then the car proceeded to go past us, right in front of us, through the people, and then off to the right, I look, and it's going toward like a truck or something that's pulling out of right past Mon Ami Gabi, which is in front of Paris. And the car proceeded to slow down, veer around it, and then accelerate again into the people on the sidewalk.
So there's absolutely no question in your mind that the woman driving that car was trying to hit people.
Yeah, just like as the commentator is saying there, it definitely seems that this was an intentional act. At this point, they don't want to call it an act of terrorism. Like I said, I don't know too much about the person. At this point, I believe they were going to arraign her today, so maybe there are some additional reports. But, yeah, you know, these horrible things happen, and, you know, the answer isn't ban this, ban that. You know, banning whatever wouldn't have stopped this lady from doing what she chose to do in this very unfortunate incident. Now, with the time we have, I want to talk about Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, I'm sure he's your favorite presidential candidate. I know David Knight loves him some Lindsey Graham. This joke, David hates Lindsey Graham with a very feverish passion. Lindsey Graham, the guy who wants to pretty much blow up the entire universe to rid the world of ISIS, has dropped out of the presidential campaign, and I'm not shedding a single tear about it. Good riddance to you, Lindsey Graham. You can go back to doing whatever it is that you do, as long as it's not being president of the United States. And it's not to say that, you know, I love the other contenders. You know, Lindsey is one of many contenders I don't like. I don't like Chris Christie.
talking so cavalier about shooting down Russian jets. And like I said, I'm not up here apologizing for Putin or anything, but he's talking about shooting down jets like he's duck hunting or something, or shooting skeet. Yeah, I'm shooting them all down. You know, I'm Chris Christie. You know, I've never served a day in my life. I'm just going to start a war and put your kids at risk. So stay tuned after this break. We'll come back with a special report from John Bound. We'll be taking your calls on any manner of subjects that you want to talk about. So stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Kari Jackson, on the InfoWars Overdrive Hour.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. A transgender father who abandoned his 7 children to start a new life as a 6-year-old girl is being celebrated by some liberals as a shining example of diversity. Stephanie Walsh is being profiled by numerous media outlets after she revealed her story in a video interview for the Transgender Project.
I can't deny I was married. I can't deny I have children. But I've moved forward now, and I've gone back to being a child. I don't want to be an adult right now, and I just live my life like I couldn't when I was in school. I have a mommy and daddy, an adopted mommy and daddy, who are totally comfortable with me being a little girl.
Walsh is now dressing up and pretending to be a six-year-old girl with her adopted family after being given an ultimatum by her ex-wife, who said she had to stop being trans or leave. Walsh chose to abandon the 23-year marriage along with her seven kids and is now fulfilling her role as little sister to her new parents' youngest granddaughter. The clip has received well over 160,000 views, but feedback is overwhelmingly negative, while comments have been completely disabled. Several liberals reacted by expressing support for Walsh and celebrating her story. Walsh herself reacted to critics by vowing to take on haters face-to-face at a location in Toronto. However, the vast majority of respondents to the Independent article had a very different opinion. One writes, "Oh, it's so great. What a hero. How brave. Fawn. This is what happens when lunacy is championed by the right on. This is not news," added another. "This is a mentally ill person who does not need pandering to, but needs psychiatric help." Another gay man accused Walsh of being an interloper and a fetishist. One commenter also made a number of accusations against Walsh that, if true, demolish her attempt at framing herself as a victim. The commenter writes, "What this report doesn't tell you is that this person was charged with assault and abuse of his wife and family. They were awarded a restraining order against him. He has also been convicted of harassment and threatening a neighbor and a peeping Tom. Also, his arrangement with his new mummy and daddy is a sexual one." It's also fascinating how many social justice warriors and feminists who would normally crucify a man for abandoning his wife and kids are extremely supportive of Walsh simply because she now professes to be a six-year-old girl. All kidding and paranoid transphobia aside, isn't this just sheer unabashed propaganda aimed at destroying the family? What's next? Maybe the outspoken mentally ill modern-day left-wing liberals will be glorifying the sad tale of Johnny List, a man who literally destroyed his family by patiently murdering them all because he had become recently unemployed and didn't want them to carry his burden. Rest assured, deadbeat dads everywhere. All you have to do is become a twisted paragon of perversion, and the left wing will carry you to victory. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Another great report from John Bound. Yeah, I'd heard about that story, but he dropped some things on me about that I didn't know about it. Because it was always my thought, you know, if the guy, even if you think it's great that he's a transgendered, if that's the proper word, a six-year-old girl, do you really want him to abandon his family and go live this life? Then he said that I guess it's been reported that he had some domestic abuse issues, but I think he'd still have to pay some type of child support or alimony or something to that regard. All right, so we just went to a video, so now we're going to take some of your calls. Now we're going to intersperse them going back and forth. We have Jeff in New York. You want to talk about geoengineering. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Sakari. I have two things to say, actually. First of all, a long-time listener, first-time caller. But there was a project that was done by an Alternative Medical Practitioners Association out of the Midwest in a specialized field where specialized zones were set up. It was a neutral area where a number of collection dishes were set up. The field was monitored for the 48-hour collection period, and overhead is a major western flight path. So after 48 hours, the sterile collection bottles were collected, and then these bottles were put through biochemical analyzers. And what we found was absolutely horrific and terrifying. Human herpes virus 6. Mycoplasma pneumonia, barium, all these substances are not normal to being airborne that way and having a sterile collection environment. So to say that geoengineering is not happening is absolutely a farce and certainly not true. We see it happening.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jeff. Yeah, I know Alex is planning to do some more on this latest geoengineering report, not necessarily what you were talking about, but how some of these other agencies are now talking about. Thank you for calling, Jeff. All right, let's go now to Scott in Nebraska. You want to talk about MK Ultra? Go ahead, Scott.
Well, if you can make it up to Lincoln, Nebraska, I can give you the name and address of a guy that says he was MK Ultra and they programmed him to go shoot up the school. They've also got a fusion center here.
What school are you talking about?
A school, just a regular school, an elementary school of some sort.
So you're saying he's planning to do this, or what's going on here?
No, I'm saying he was programmed to do this, and I've got the guy's name, that they shipped him basically to go shoot up a school, and he ended up in a park someplace with his Beretta and five magazines full of ammo.
All right, well, sir, it sounds like you may need to alert the proper authorities if you think he's going to go shoot up a school.
Oh, I'm saying this happened about 2 years ago.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much, Scott. Let's move on now. We have Mike in Tennessee. You want to say, I guess you have the thought no one died at Sandy Hook. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike in Tennessee. Okay, I guess we lost Mike in Tennessee. In the headline there said that no one died in Sandy Hook, so I don't know if he was debating that or what his deal was. Let's talk to Mark in California. And before I go to you, Mark, let's get the number out again. It's 1-800-259-9231. Once again, it is 1-800-259-9231. Go ahead, Mark, in California.
Speaking of numbers, do you have the telephone number for Formula Heart and Body Extract? Because they gave it out too fast.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. I think you were referring to one of the ads that run on the network. I don't have that number in front of me.
Okay. Well, the reason why I called was there's a story here in San Jose that aired on October 29th. And I'm telling you, I'll never forget when Kennedy was killed, when I was at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in first grade. I'll never forget 9/11, and I'll never forget Vicki Nguyen when she aired that story on NBC. It's been 53 days, my brother, and I've played it over and over. You know, I went down to the Board of Supervisors here in San Jose. I've prayed, and I will continue to pray, that there was a four-year-old girl that was in a house, a foster house in San Jose, and that poor mother had pictures of how she had been brutally beaten for 5 months. It took 5 months before finally they got that kid out of the house. And David Cortese says he's going to try and do something about it, but we have a lot to pray about these days, because I went down there Tuesday, as a matter of fact, and they know why I'm there. I'm there for that this one issue, okay? And there was only four speakers, and he says, okay, there's only four speakers. We get 3 minutes apiece. The first lady gets 3 minutes. The second guy who talked about, as he put it, immigrants whose fears they have to be deported get 6 minutes. And so I get up there and I say, I mentioned this, the other guy got like about 5 minutes, and he says, you're eating away at your time. And he knew why I was there, because I had my T-shirt on that says, to Google Alex Jones and John DeCamp on the Franklin cover-up, which is directly linked with this whole thing with this four-year-old girl. But it's a huge, huge story, and I'm just hoping and praying that, you know, I called CBS, or NBC, rather, on their tip line. They did call me back, and I said, I know a man, I've got his number, named Doug Millar, who studied along these same lines. If Vicki Nguyen can interview Doug Millar, she will blow this whole thing out of the water. And they still haven't called Doug Millar, although I've given NBC their number. But he would be a great interview for you fine folks there on InfoWars and KOMY 1340 to interview. I mean, the guy is a certified hero. He passed out like 160 flyers outside the house of MK Ultra Michael Aquino, who was the head of the National Security Agency, warning the neighbors up there in Leavenworth. I won't give his address for reasons. Well, I mean,
sir. Just give us that stuff at showtips@infowars.com, and we'll take a look at it. Thank you so much, Mark in California. Let's go ahead and take a look at another clip. We have this clip of Hillary Clinton that happened this past weekend on the debate. And people have been asking us why we didn't cover the Democrat debate. Well, they had it on a Saturday night, before the Christmas weekend. Everybody has, you know, a lot of other things to do on the weekend. So I think it was rather strategically placed, to be quite honest with you. You're going to have Democratic debate the weekend that Star Wars comes out and nobody's going to watch it in the first place. So a lot of people didn't see Mrs. Clinton when she decided just to show up late to the debate. The guys are killing time, filling time, trying to make up for her. She walks out and everybody's like, oh man, like she's a rock star or something. You know how the big rock bands, they'll start the show late. It was somewhat like that. So if we have that clip, we can go ahead and play Mrs. Clinton when she graced us with her presence.
We have a packed audience here in New Hampshire, and we're going to continue. We've already had a spirited conversation here at the top of the broadcast about ISIS, about concerns of terror here on the home front. And as we await Secretary Clinton backstage here, we're going to begin on the economy. We want to turn to the American jobs, wages, and raises in this country. And we believe Secretary Clinton will be coming around the corner any minute. But in the meantime, we want to start with this eye-opening number. And Senator Sanders, this question goes to you first anyway. In 1995, the median American household income was $52,600 in today's money. This year, it's $53,600. That's 20 more years on the job with just a 2% raise. In a similar time frame, raises for CEOs up more than 200%.
Oh, here she is. She's walking on stage.
Sorry.
We're going to continue here, and Secretary, you'll get a chance on
this,
too.
Yeah, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Once again, the number to call in is 800-259-9231. It is 800-259-9231. So there you see just kind of the hubris of these people. Like, yeah, I'll be there when I get there. Then we can just start the debate. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Chase in Texas. You want to talk about the election? Go ahead, Chase.
Thank you, sir. I kind of think that, you know, when it gets to Cleveland, if the will of the people choose whoever, if it's Trump or whoever, and Jeb's going to angle it and play this delegate thing, that could be possibly how they want to try to provoke some sort of an uprising. So I hope that doesn't happen. And as far as Clinton, I mean, how do we know this woman is not fully healthy to be president?
You're talking about Clinton?
Yeah, there's no way in the world that she should represent the people, I don't think. I mean, forget all the checkered past. I mean, she's medically not fit, in my opinion. I mean, is she suffering from incontinence? How come she can't get back to the podium in time because she's a woman? It's ridiculous. I think that either Giblet Head Jeb or Argus at the top of a dung heap Clinton, we do not need any more in this country. The burnout hippies, baby boomers need to step aside and let the millennials, the youth, lead this nation. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. I've called in way too much over the past time. I just wanted to call in and give my two cents. Thank you for taking my call. But remember, folks, when you speak out, they will come on you. But there's a crescendo coming in this country, and the establishment knows it, and I'm not trying to preach to the choir here, but there will be, hopefully, I mean, I think the future can be bright, but we got to start talking about projects. We got to start talking about getting everybody back to work. I've read a lot of LaRouche literature, but though I am a Ron Paul, Rand Paul supporter, I don't care. I want to win. And
I think we all want to win.
Right.
But yeah, we think we all want to win.
Sure. But, you know, yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Chase. All right. That was Chase in Texas. All right, now I want to play this video because I don't think we had a chance earlier today. Now, this is a Muslim refugee saying that the main goal is to Islamicize Europeans. And actually, I don't think it's in English, so maybe we can just roll the video and I'll just say what the guy is saying for all the viewers here. Okay, so this is the headline. Muslim refugee says the main goal is to Islamicize Europeans. And Kit did a hot topic about this as well. And they were talking to a guy. He was on a train. He was interviewed by a Arabic television station. And he says, my main goal for relieving Syria is to lead people to the acceptance of Islam. And he says, the individual says that he is willing to sell his country and even his own parents in order to reach paradise by converting Europeans to Islam, who in turn will then Islamicize others. And the video is available on Infowars.com if you guys want to go and look at it at your leisure. So let's go back to our calls now. Let's see who's been holding the longest. We have Bill in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hello, Jarkari.
Hey.
Yeah, I got a question about false flags. We've had a lot of false flags in the United States, and even before 9/11. And the question I have is, why do the American people keep falling for these things? It's over and over again.
Yeah, well, if it's like, let's think of a football game, right? So if you run a QB sneak up the middle and you score a touchdown every time, why won't you keep running the same thing? So it's this, I guess, conspiracy nature, to use that word. You know, anytime you question the official story, just like when we talked about the Daily Beast article today, because you point out things like there's a SWAT guy reported in the woods from a neighboring county. They said the shooter was running back and forth between the building and his car and stuff like that. The simple fact that you point that out, people equate that to saying that you say that nobody died in Sandy Hook. And it's that same kind of deal when things are actual false flags. When you talk about a Gulf of Tonkin, or you talk about the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, when they had the guy cook the bomb, they blew up the basement, and then they tried to blame it on him. The only thing that saved his bacon was that he had recordings from the FBI where they said, yeah, we want you to build us a real bomb. He's like, why do you want to build a real bomb? You're going to kill you? Let us worry about that. So it's that kind of deal, and I think it's really the shock and awe that people can't accept that certain individuals, I don't want to say the government in general, but certain individuals within the government would be willing to do such a horrendous thing, whether you talk about giving black people syphilis and all these other type of horrific things that have gone on in our country. Nobody wants to admit that our own government could do it, because we're supposed to be the light on the hill, right? We're supposed to have the moral authority, so nobody wants to believe that our own government could be a part of something so heinous. Thank you so much, Bill in Wisconsin. I hope I answered your question right there. I think we have time for maybe one quick call before we go to break. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Maine. Go ahead, Rob. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry, Rob. Hold that thought. I went to you a little bit too late. We'll come back to you right after this break, so stay tuned. This is Jakari Jackson on the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight, but we're going to go over some more of your calls and tell you about the great specials available at InfoWarsShop.com. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will, capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Shakari Jackson. Now, very briefly, we want to tell you about PrisonPlanet.tv, where right now you can get 6 months free when you get a year membership. That is 10 cents a day. And with Prison Planet, you get access to HD videos of the InfoWars nightly news, exclusive films, e-books, and special reports. And you're also supporting the InfoWar. Because we had a caller early. He said, hey, man, I want you guys to come to my neighborhood. You know, we'd love to go all over the country, all over the world, but those things do cost money. If you want us to airdrop Joe Biggs into your neighborhood with a flaming guitar of awesomeness, go ahead and get your subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, we got cut off by the break. I was talking to Rob in Maine. So go ahead, Rob, and finish your part.
Oh, thanks, Shakari. I've been doing this for 13 years, doing my own public access show, trying to wake people up. So I know the level of cognitive dissonance that is going on out there. So I have a big, important question. I was trying to get through to Alex because I'm really curious. I saw Joe Rogan completely discredit chemtrailing a couple of years ago on his television show. Now, I'm sure others have seen it, and but when I saw that, I completely convinced he's a traitor. I just felt like he was a traitor, a sellout. He completely discredited it. So if you guys could get to that or address that, why Joe Rogan did that, said that.
All right, thank you so much, Rob in Maine. I've heard of that episode of Joe Rogan. I've never actually seen it. I know he and Alex are friends, so I guess that'd be a better question for him to address. Now, as far as chemtrails, not everything is a chemtrail. I'm sure you know that, Rob, but, you know, even I've made mistakes in the past looking at, like, force-fighting planes dropping their ordnance, and I mistakenly said those things were chemtrails. Not everything is a chemtrail, but we have seen reports like, what in the world are they spraying, where they talk about how things like aluminum have increased dramatically since they started spraying, whatever it is, whether you want to call them chemtrails, persistent contrails, whatever, persistent aerosol trails, whatever the proper term may be. There has been a change since they've been doing this for the past several years. Thank you for calling. Let's go ahead and talk to Dean in Utah. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, Jakari, it's Dean in Utah, first-time caller, long-time listener. I just wanted to say, you know, Trump has got this whole thing so upset. It's driving the elite crazy. I know it is. And Jeb made that statement that you guys pointed out that he will never be president. And I was just wondering, do you know if they've got the popular vote, can they really do that to him? Can they knock him off?
Well, we've seen them like refusing things to, you know, Ron Paul a couple elections ago. As far as the delegate process, I guess that'd be a better question for Richard Reeves. He's our reporter out there on the scenes. He's going to all the campaign trails. So maybe the next time he gets in or we Skype with him, he can answer that a little better than I can. Thank you. I'm going to move on to the next caller for the sake of time. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Michigan. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, Jakari?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I just want to say you guys are doing a really good job. You and Leanne doing a really good job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to talk about ISIS in Michigan, maybe. I don't mean to be, like, Islamophobic or whatever, but I hear, like, we have, like, the biggest Muslim population or whatever. I don't know if you've heard anything about that.
Oh, I don't know about what the population is, but you can tell me more. We're coming to the end, so make your point very quickly.
Just great job with all the products. The iodine X2 is excellent. I'm going to try the coffee, too, the immune coffee with the mushrooms. I hear that's really good.
All right, thank you so much. Brian in California, you have 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, finally waking up and looking up this morning and seeing the persistent chemtrails in the air, I was wondering, let's say they're harmless right now, but what's to stop them from doing what they did in Goldfinger when they had Operation Grand Slam?
Thank you so much, Brian. I'm sorry, we are completely out of time. Call in tomorrow and they'll let you make your point. More news tonight. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.